Hi there, Tyler. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. Tara wanted me to get on the line, of course, to get you the details and answer any questions you might have. Also, though, to apply a very reduced rate for your young business. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so
Oh,
far?
thank you.
Of course,
Oh,
yeah.
it's going well so far. Jobs are
Good.
moving and bids are going out and
Nice.
business is happening.
Well,
So I'd say
good.
that's a good day.
That sounds like a good day, absolutely. And I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you are familiar with the first page of Google, that local map or the PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page. That's actually where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made, and that's the real power of this particular listing. It's where we go when we don't know who to call. And for most of us, for at least many of the services we need, we don't always know who to call, and nobody bothers to call their dad anymore to find out who they should call. Nobody uses the Yellow Pages anymore. We just Google it. We jump on our smartphone, we hop on a computer, we type in a couple of keywords, and like I said, 9 times out of 10, we're going to call and hire someone that we see based off of that first page. Now, the companies that are on that first page, of course, they get more phone calls, they have more opportunities, they ultimately take on more work if they can handle it. They're not on that first page, though, Tyler, because they've been doing it longer than you have, or have a bigger company, or do a better job. They're only on that first page because they do have more content online relating to that particular search than their competitors have. So our job would be to create that content for you. Everything from a fully optimized Facebook page for your company, a Yelp listing, Superpages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, almost 70 different destinations and directories, all of them equally important to Google and Bing, known to the public or unknown. All of those will be talking about your company, your services, your service area, 25 miles. That way, when someone in that area does a keyword search for really any of the services that you provide, your company will pop up on that first page. And are you doing this for both residential and commercial clients, or are you focusing more on residential for now?
Focusing on residential.
On
There's
residential.
possibility of light commercial in the future, but
In the future.
I would actually
Okay.
hesitate to advertise that right now.
Of course, yeah, and that's exactly why I'm asking, because what we do is very targeted marketing. So the advertising that we do, like I said, the content that we will create will be very specific to the services you provide. In this case, we'll be talking and focusing more about that residential client. But it does look like you do quite a few different things. Do you have a bread and butter, or is there something that you would want to get more of? Anything in particular?
Great question. Bread and butter is real simple. It's two answers: finished basements and patio slash deck roof additions,
Okay.
enclosures. There's different people call them different things,
Right.
but exterior patio roof addition. Those are
Okay.
bread and butter. Now, yeah, I'll do any form of home remodel,
Right.
refurbishing, even down to some just home maintenance stuff. But yeah, bread and butter, those are the two.
Nice. Perfect. So again, the reason I'm asking is we'll be targeting the services you most want to be found for. We can, though, target other things as well, so you're not going to be limited by how someone finds you. Now, it is something that we do offer. It bills on a monthly basis. There's no long-term contract, and it is a flat rate, so there's no long-term contract at all. Our job is to simply keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. That being said, because you are officially full force as a very young company, you do qualify for reduced pricing. We try to make this as affordable as we can for young businesses because we know that our clients do stay with it long term, even though it's basically a month-to-month service. And of course, our job is to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. That being said, as a young company, for this particular listing, I'd be willing to reduce the cost of the service by a little bit over 50%, save you $250 off the normal cost of the service, bring the rate down from what would otherwise be $499 a month to a fixed flat rate of exactly $249. That would be the exact amount amount. It would bill once a month for that amount. No taxes or fees or surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees because the calls come directly to you. There's no third party involved. So you're not chasing down a lead or being in a bidding war with six or eight of your competitors. Those calls will come directly to you. Now, Tara says you're kind of shopping around for a website. Now, if I can include a website for you at no additional cost, I mean, our job, honestly, is not just to list you on that first page, Tyler. It's to make sure that people who see you there, at least many of them, will decide to call you. And, of course, a website's a great conversion tool, as long as people see it. And, of course, being on that first page is really necessary for someone who's looking for your services to see your website. But if we can attach that website to the content that we create, you know, that's going to allow us to focus on, you know, the work that you do, put before and after photos on there. That way, when people call you, they're basically calling you already thinking if you're available to do the job, and if your price is fair, they would want to hire you for your services. So, of course, our focus is to get you on that first page. That's what's going to get your phone ringing, but a website would definitely help people to feel pretty comfortable in calling you. You will not be the only company on that person's search. Obviously, you don't have competition necessarily for everything that you do, but at least not coming from another one business, but with all of the different services that you provide, there's somebody else out there providing that same or similar service. You do have a lot of competition for every service that you provide, maybe not another company that does everything that you do, though. But you know, we want to help you stand out amongst your competitors, get you on that first page. It's the old football adage. You know, on any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. Not at all that I'm saying you're the worst. I'm just saying that even as a young company, you can compete with the well-established businesses, the bigger companies, as long as you're on that first page. That's that playing field. That's what's going to allow people to pick up the phone and call you. And I'm pretty sure you do, Mr. Stein, have photos of the work that you've been doing, right? Like before and after photos?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Perfect.
We're, you know, actively collecting a bigger profile, but I certainly...
Yeah, of course. Of course.
And
we can use the photos that you have right now. Now, not only would the initial construction of the website be included, the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the website would, in fact, be included at no additional cost. So as we start sending you more jobs, you can keep on taking more photos. We can add photos or videos or anything to your website. There would never be any additional cost for us to do that. Okay. Now, you are going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. You'll know which clients found you from the local map or from individual directories or even from your website. Now, of course, most people will simply pick up the phone and call you directly. It does have the click-to-call feature. There will, though, be a contact form on the website, so residential clients can tell you where they live and what they would like to have done, when they would want you to come out. When they fill out that contact form, you do get a text message. You also get an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you and whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. Tyler, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. And then anything they do type into that form will also repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting. So you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even do know who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
That's sounds like a pretty amazing package, to be honest with you. First question that comes to mind, so I'm completely happy that you're giving me a new business discount, but what happens when I'm no longer a new business, or whether
that's
it be
that is a good
six
question.
Months or a year or whatever
yeah.
from now,
yeah.
what's that price?
Yeah, that is a really good question, and you know it's a promotional rate for a younger company, but it is not an introductory rate. So it will actually never go up on you. In truth, it really is more of an assistance program for new businesses, just to make it more affordable. Like I said, our clients stay with it long term because it's profitable to be on that first page. I also did see a Angie Leads or Home Advisor profile that Tara attached here. I think she found it when she was looking for your website. I know how expensive that service can be, so I am trying to make it as affordable for you as I can. But to answer your question directly, the $249 would be a fixed flat rate, meaning it would never go up on you, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny, even if you're with us for years and become a more established business. Even if we are forced for whatever reason to raise our prices down the road, you would still be grandfathered into that flat rate, that $249. And it is an exact amount, you know, no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. So it's a lot easier to budget for than a lead-based service where, of course, it does depend on how many leads you get and how much each individual lead costs. Are you still using that Angie Leads or that Home Advisor? Are you liking that service?
Well, you know, honestly, I mean, it flooded me with leads. It was kind of overwhelming.
It does that.
I'm on pause right now. I was just
got it.
Time out. You know, I didn't like, altogether cancel, but I said,
right.
You know, I'm doing a lot of bids, a lot of estimate. Like,
yes.
There's a lot of potential work out there. There's no doubt about that. So
There is the potential for the work. I hear you. And,
yeah.
You know, they do flood you with leads. That's for sure.
That I would. Yeah, I can't tell you I'm going to let me start over. I know I will not permanently stay with them, but,
okay.
You know, frankly, it kind of served a purpose just for that.
It does that.
Wow, just the phone ringing.
Sure.
So I'm not going to complain on that level.
No,
but I
of course
like
not. The actual paying for the lead, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, when it's just, you know, a lot of random stuff.
It is a lot of that.
What percentage you would get, but, you know.
You're right. And you know, you're absolutely right, though. I mean, to kind of get your foot in the door as a young business, it's not a bad way to start getting those opportunities. The downside to it, and of course I would never want to say anything bad about another company, but the downside to any lead-based system, whether it's that one or Networks or Thumbtack or really any of those others, is that it is a shared lead system. So the same lead that you get gets shot out, sent and sold to, in this case with Angie Leads, 6 or even 8 of your competitors. So it's hard sometimes to get a high enough conversion rate to justify the paying for the leads. A lot of the times you have to worry about one of your competitors coming up with a lower price or, you know, even just dealing with the potential customer who was expecting to get several bids and several phone calls and might only be looking for an estimate to begin with to try and budget for something down the line and not even really realizing that business owners are coming out of pocket right then to pay for that lead. So, you know, it does make sense that you put those leads on pause. You know, the goal that they have is to send you as many leads as you're willing to pay for. Of course, they're hoping that you get at least some work out of it so you are willing to keep on paying for the leads. What I would tell you, though, Mr. Stein, and this is coming directly from my clients that have a lead-based service, whether it's the one you've got or a different one, most of my clients find it preferable to pick up the phone when it rings, when a potential customer is calling them versus pick up the phone to chase down another lead. So even the ones that have experience and success with their lead service, they're still more than happy to scale back on those leads in one way or another. A lot of them will keep their leads paused more often or even all the time. Some of them cap their leads at a lower amount. Others will actually shut their lead-based system off altogether and just let their phone ring. I mean, Google's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet, and you are going to reach a much larger target audience. You know, not everyone who goes online, they're not all using Angie Leads, and even the ones that do usually do find that by way of Google to begin with. Now, like I said, it is not just Google.
Right.
You'll be verified and recognized by both Google and Bing as an active business, and more importantly, because of all the content that we'll create, Yelp, Facebook, Super Pages, some of those directories are things that people use, and they'll be able to find your listing there and call you. But in truth, we don't create that content for your potential customers. We create that content for Google and Bing, because that's what they'll see when one of your potential customers does that keyword search, and that content is what's going to put you on that first page in the local map right near the top of the page. That's where your customers are going to find you and where they're going to pick up the phone and call you. Okay. Now, one thing that I'd be willing to do here, and it's not specifically for the Angie Leads, but it kind of is. There's a promo code in our system. Just let me find it real quick. There it is. There's a promo code in our system that I'm going to add here, and it really is for someone who is or even recently it was spending advertising dollars elsewhere. It allows me to reduce the cost of your one-time setup fee. Of course, that setup fee is there to help us offset the cost of creating all that content. And although we will continue to update and optimize and add pictures and blog posts and things like that, there is just the one-time setup fee that attaches to only that first month. I would normally take maybe 20-30% off of that setup fee, but because I'm sure, like you said, you got inundated with a bunch of leads and you got charged for each one of those, you know, I want to help you offset what you spent there. I can't get the money back, but you know, there's normally that $299 setup fee. I would, in this case, take two-thirds of it off, take $200 off of that setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $99. It attaches to only that first month. Keep in mind the website's included. We'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Okay.
Wow. I mean, that's an incredible deal again. Now, let's say I don't know why I would, but let's just say I, you know, detach from you guys in this service 2 years from now.
Okay.
I imagine then, you know, like that website would not, I wouldn't own rights to that website, right? Maybe only the photos on it or something of that nature.
Right, right. Yeah, of course, any photos that you send to us, you know, this is how it does work. You have two options there, and it's a great question because you want to know. First of all, there would be no termination fee or cancellation fee or anything like that. It is at will, 100%, and that does mean that you can stop at any time for any reason or pause it too, no questions asked or fees involved, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. You can do that. Now, if you decide to stop using the service outright, any website needs to be hosted, and we could continue to host the website on our server for just a small hosting fee. I believe it's currently $29. That does still include minor updates like adding photos and swapping out content and things like that as part of the hosting fee, or we could transfer the domain over to you. Now, one thing that you would know is that you would always have an increased online presence, even if we stopped actively optimizing that information. We would set the Google and Bing listings up with you as the owner and with us as only having managerial access, so that when you are a client of ours, we have access to update that content and add more photos and things like that. But even if you stop using the service, your placement won't fall off the page overnight. It is kind of, in that sense, a little bit like when you're riding a bicycle and you get to a downhill. You can obviously stop pedaling. You'll keep going for a while. You might even pick up speed for a little bit. But in this case, without us continuing to update and optimize your listing, it would slowly trickle off that first page. But it doesn't happen overnight, and you don't lose the content. We are Google Premier partners, so everything that we do has to be Google compliant, and part of that means that we set you up as the owner and we don't take anything down. I have talked to business owners in the past about their very active business, and I say, it looks like you've got a Google listing, but you're marked permanently closed. What happened there? And they say, oh, well, I was working with Brand Rep, and they were the owner of the listing, and when I stopped using the service, they marked it as closed, which is horrible. Doesn't even seem like that it should be right. But obviously, we can't do that. We wouldn't do that anyway. You know, we've been in business since 2004. 17 years is a long time for any company, for any industry, but certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization and putting businesses on the internet. That's a long time indeed. And over 5 years ago, when Google was looking to partner up with companies to provide professional management of these types of services, Local Splash was one of the very first companies to join that partnership. We started out as a regular partner, everyone does, and in about a year and a quarter, we transitioned from regular partner through channel partner, now to premier partner. That's the highest level of partnership that can be achieved, and it's there because of our training, our product knowledge, our certification. We're certified in both search and display ads on Google, and we get our updates and our training directly from Google. So we're always able to know in advance when Google starts changing their local map algorithm, if they want us to add new directories or no longer create and promote different older directories. We are always in that conversation and ahead of the curve to keep you on that first page.
Okay. What's the downfall? What am I missing?
Well, you know, like I said, I mean, we can only work with one business at a time per area and industry for your services. Our goal is to make sure that you pop up on that first page as high as possible for as many different keywords and search phrases as possible, and certainly being that you offer a lot of different services. The goal being that you'll get enough phone calls to even be able to pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you. The downside, of course, is that you're not going to be the only company on that first page when people do a search. You're not going to be completely immune to people that are looking for an estimate and things like that. You may still get those phone calls, but it's not anything like the Angie leads where they're basically expecting several bids and several phone calls. When people call you, it's a much higher conversion rate. They're basically calling you because they liked what they saw. Again, we can talk about your company, your services, any tagline, slogan, or motto that you might have. We'll list all of that on the website as well as the hours of operation and the services that you provide. So you are going to get a steady stream of quality phone calls.
Okay. I'm just looking you up online right now, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Local Splash, that's correct?
So right.
Yeah. You guys are based out of California. All right.
Correct.
Next
correct.
Web design. Obviously, it would, I mean, I'm freshly getting my social media up and going, but obviously it would sync and connect with all that, I'm sure, right?
Right. Yeah, we'll do a Facebook page for you, a business Facebook page for your company. That's part of the standard package. We can even do Facebook ads for you as well. I mean, it would be an extra $100 to do Facebook ads for you, but we do, I mean, ours is a comprehensive, I mean, we're a digital marketing firm, not just an SEO company. So anything online that would help a business to get more phone calls, we can do. We can do those Facebook ads for you as well. Facebook ads are a little bit different than being listed on Google. Your ads will appear anytime someone's on their Facebook page, their live stream. So they're not necessarily even in the market for any of the services that you provide, but you'd only get charged if they clicked on the Facebook ad. And it's normally like 20 to 22 cents per click. So it's very affordable, those Facebook ads. So it's kind of like, you know, an ad on TV or an ad on the radio or a billboard or a newspaper ad. You know, you're not really targeting anyone necessarily needing your services, or that business card that I see for detailing my car tucked in my side window. I'm not in the market to have my car detailed, but every now and then I go out to get in my car and someone's tucked a detailing card, or really it could be anything still. You know, you're just kind of fishing in that case with those Facebook ads, but it's still affordable. I mean, it really is, and it's reasonable. And the best part about, you know, your services for the jobs that you provide, even one job that you would get from those Facebook ads would easily offset the cost of the $100 a month to do that. We can, of course, like I said, you know, do it without the Facebook ads. I just want to let you know that we offer about anything that anyone would need or want for digital marketing.
Okay. Well, yeah, I guess I didn't even catch in the first round that you do a Facebook page included in that price, is what you're saying?
Yeah, because it's one of the things that Google indexes. It is also more known and more used by the public, you know, Facebook and Yelp, even something like Superpages. That's something that some homeowners will actually use to try and find a company to call. But it is as important to Google as something like Opendi, Point.com, Solio, Telnav, Rate It All, About Us, Hot Frog, Kudzu. I mean, the directories that most people, even most so-called SEO companies, have never even heard of and wouldn't even know to create, we create that content because we know that Google looks for it. Kind of the quantity and quality of authoritative, trusted citations, destinations, directory submissions that Google looks for when someone does a keyword search, all of that information consistently branding your business, your service area, your services, that's what puts businesses in that local map these days. That's really the 95% of search engine optimization. There are other things that go into it. I mean, Google, when possible, will default towards proximity. You know, the business, if all other things could be equal, and when they are fairly equal, you know, Google will put businesses in that local map that are closer to the person doing that search. But you know, if there are some things that no one can control, right? What Google determines to be the centroid of town, the density of your competition, all of that goes into their algorithm. But 95% of what puts a business in that local map is the directories that Google indexes. And, of course, they index Facebook, which is why we do create that Facebook page for our clients.
Okay. Probably two more questions, or hopefully that'll be it. But obviously, okay. You asked about commercial, and, you know, I imagine and vision that this business will expand into other things beyond just the smaller general contracting.
Sure,
you know,
sure, of course.
Light commercial, very focused on energy efficiency and facility type of construction. So
sure.
You would absolutely help that develop and grow and...
We would be able to do that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, even with the existing package, that local campaign, if you do want to add, light commercial, if you want to, update services, if you want to streamline and focus on specific services, if, like I said, if you have additional photos and content like that, we would be able to update and optimize any of that information, and there is no additional cost. That's just included in the monthly cost there. And again, if ever, and why wouldn't it, right? If you're ever wanting anyway to, hire more guys, run a separate crew, really grow your business and expand, we would be able to help you to do that by either adding Facebook ads or AdWords, paid Google ads. We can do all of that down the road for you.
Right. Okay. It is amazing when you start a business how many people want your business
sure.
of some nature.
Sure, of course, yeah.
Which is good, but who is your competition? Who's going to call me up next week and give me a better deal than what you just
Well, boy, that is a that's a big question. We do have other businesses that provide similar services. There's not a lot in the way of direct competition as far as the same services and fair pricing that we offer. There's only 8 Google Premier partners in the country. There's just 41 worldwide. We do try to not step on each other's toes. That being said, I would easily say the hardest part about my job, especially in recent years, is all of these so-called SEO companies coming out of the woodwork claiming to provide first page placement. A lot of them are just a couple of guys in a basement or a firm overseas or some startup SEO company that's been around for a year or less. We do have, even based in California, some companies like Brand Rep or Townsquare or 411 Local. Whereas they are not Google Premier partners, they do provide a similar service. Most of them only create maybe between 10 and 15 different destinations and directories, kind of the more popular ones. A lot of them over the years have called us pretending to be a potential customer to kind of find out how we promote our services, try to steal our product and business model as much as possible. And you will get phone calls. And the $249, while it is the lowest price that I can offer for the services that we provide, you will get phone calls from people saying it's $199, $149, it's $99. Google resellers will call you and say, oh, you can be on Google for life. It's a one-time payment. What they don't tell you, though, is that all they're going to do is verify your Google listing, which you can do yourself for free. It's just the first step of what we would do. You end up with kind of a digital business card. Unless someone knows the name of your company and are looking for you specifically by name, they would not find you if all you had was a verified listing. So although a lot of it does
right.
sound kind of similar, and you will get phone calls, those phone calls will stop, though. I mean, when you are on that first page, most of these companies do a search first before they make a phone call. And if you're already on that first page, they're going to realize that you're already being professionally optimized and that if you're on that first page, you're most likely happy with the service. Most of the time, they won't even call you when that's the case.
Gotcha. Okay. Let's see. So as far as the, I'll call it suite of package or services that I need, you know, I need a CRM package. Obviously, I already have stuff that I use for project management. A lot of people are calling me project management stuff. And
okay.
That's really not my biggest need.
Right.
But CRM, so I still probably need some other form of a, I'm going to say, not a widespread platform, but a dedicated CRM software or service. Is that correct?
Well, to be honest with you, it's as much hands-on as you want it or need it to be. You will get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you will be able to see exactly where the work is coming from. You'll see things like click-through rates and impression shares. There's a lot of detailed reporting, but it's pretty streamlined and very easy to understand, but you can see exactly how effective the service is and where that work is coming from. But some of our clients are pretty happy, and we're able to see how often people are using their tracking. So some of our clients we know never use it at all, you know, but they stay with us long term. They must just be asking their clients, you know, where did you find me? How did you find my number? And they say, oh, well, you know, I saw your website on Google, and they already know that the service is working for them. But you are going to have 24/7 access to your client dashboard, your tracking and your reporting details and reporting that, you know, you can really get into to see exactly what is working for you. Of course, we are going to be looking at that as well to kind of fine tool and retool anything that might not be working for you to keep you listed on that first page. The best part about it is, you know, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. You're looking at a flat rate. It's a lot easier to budget for than a paid lead service. But, you know, our job is to just keep your phone ringing. I've been with the company myself. April 17th will be my 9-year anniversary. And I do have clients that have been with me from the very beginning. But as a company, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have. 10 years, 12 years, 14, 16 years. Like I said, we've been around since 2004. We do have bigger clients too, like Vivint Home Security, Extra Space Storage. They've got over, in case of Vivint, it's 1,100 locations with us. With Extra Space Storage, it's almost 1,500 individual self-storage locations that we're promoting onto the first page. They started with us in summer of 2008. So it's been almost 14 years now that they've been a client of ours. We've been earning their business 1 month at a time. Help them to grow, really. They only had a few dozen self-storage locations when they started in 2008. We used to celebrate major milestones, 500, 1,000. Then from there, it was 1,100, 1,200, 13, 14. I think they're comfortable with, you know, I think it's about 1,489 self-storage locations right now. That number has been kind of pretty solid for almost a year now. I guess they're not looking to expand anymore at this point. But, yeah, I mean, if we can help them grow their business, and I'm not trying to say that you're going to have multiple locations, but you might hire a couple more guys and run separate crews and things like that. But even if all you ever do is keep those leads turned off and answer the phone when it rings, you are going to love the service.
Right. So, you know, I just did home remodeling in Fort Collins, right? I just Googled that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's Mighty Hand Construction, Artesian Remodeling, you know, four main businesses on that page.
Mm-hmm.
And you're describing that if I hire this service, I would become one of those.
You would absolutely be one of those businesses on that first page. That's correct.
Okay. Provided it's the keyword that's within what you're optimizing, I guess. Yeah.
You are correct. And to be 100% transparent for you, no one can guarantee the exact position of that placement, although we know that it will be on that first page, and it will vary a little bit, you know. So let's say someone types in home remodeling or someone else types in home remodeling contractor. I mean, those are different search phrases. Even something as small as home remodeling contractors with the S at the end of it might generate a slightly different search. In that case, it's usually just, you know, one position up or down. But the goal for all of the different services that you provide is to have you listed as high on that first page. And to be honest, it really doesn't matter positioning, and Google's been tracking this too, whether you're in the first spot, the third or fourth or fifth spot, as long as you're on that first page, you get basically, you know, the same number of phone calls as you would, you know, regardless of rank or position on that first page. As long as you're on that first page, like I said, you can get those phone calls. But what we can do is help you to get Google reviews. That does help with people clicking on your listing there. We'll be able to send you, it amounts to a thank you letter. You can send it out to people just like an email. And it is as easy as answering an email for them to open that up. Click on the link. It goes directly to the Google review tab of your listing. It takes literally seconds for them to pick how many stars they want to give you and hit submit, maybe a couple of minutes if they want to write kind words about you before they hit submit. But that is going to help you, not with your ranking, although it's somewhere on that list of 200 things that Google looks at. It really does help more with getting phone calls. When you're on that first page, you've got good reviews. That's what people are drawn towards. And that's what's going to get people to click on your website. From there, they'll see your photos, and the next thing they'll do is you know, most likely pick up the phone to call you.
Right, right. Now, this is just for my knowledge. So home remodeling contractors is 1, 2, 3. Oh, well, so the first one's like QuickBooks, Intuit, Better Business Bureau. So it's not even like companies.
Right.
Companies that are rating the home remodeling company, I guess. But those are like add, and then you get to the map set.
Correct.
Which is what we're talking about.
It is, yes, sir. Yeah.
And at the bottom of the map section, there's more businesses.
Right.
Which then you click that, and obviously, this takes you to all of the businesses that fit that search criteria, which is even still. I've even gone to that, honestly, myself. I wouldn't have always clicked one of the first four. So
right.
Being in there is good, really, right?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's very viable, too. And again, you know, whatever people are looking for, whatever helps them to decide to click on that person and whether they decide to call that person or not, as long as you're on that first page or the extended first page, that does give you the opportunities. And, you know, when someone is calling you, you know, they're already seeing your website first, so they'll be able to see that you do in fact offer that service, that finished basement or, you know, the patio or the roof or really any of the services that you provide, the photos that showcase that work and things like that. So the calls that you get are high quality calls. A lot of the times they really are, you know, wanting just to make sure that you're available. They might want to talk about, you know, what your pricing structure is and what they can expect and things like that. But you're absolutely right, and I do myself. You know, I usually will find somebody on either that first top four or five. If I'm already pretty aware of what I'm looking for, if I'm just kind of, you know, trying to, you know, really get a little bit more knowledge about what I might be able to do or what I'm actually, you know, able to get, you know, I might look a little bit further. And in that case, I have on more than one occasion looked on you know, the more businesses and everybody else that might be on there too. But, you know, as long as you're on that first page, especially when you've got a good star rating, that's what's going to help people to click on your listing and start looking through your website.
Yeah, yeah. And then, of course, funny, you know, right below that is Angie, Home Advisor, and House.
Correct, yeah. Yeah, that section below the local map is called the organic section. It is called that because there's really no way to actively get a business on there that happens organically. That will be an offshoot of the content that we'll create for you. What usually does populate that is the well-known directories. You might see a Yelp listing there, or like you said, the more well-known industry-specific directories like Porch, House, Angie's, or Home Advisor. Those things populate there as well. But I have clients that have, like some of our longer standing clients that have been with us for years, because like I said, the more times people are clicking on your listing in the local map, that tells Google that you are very relevant for those searches. And over time, just the amount of traffic that you'll get from being in that local map we'll have even your website can pop up in that organic section, or some of the directories that we created to help your business pop up in the local map. Those directories for your company can pop up as well in the organic section. It's not something that I'm trying to sell or something that I'm trying to promise, but it is just a normal byproduct of putting your business in that local map and having your business being clicked on over time.
Right, right. Okay. So what, I mean, obviously you'd want or expect me to just say yes right now, right? That's the next step.
it's always nice when that happens. True. Absolutely. So what I would do is I would verify some information from you, just kind of the basic information, business name, the phone number you want to promote, things like that. I would schedule a follow-up call with one of our technicians. We call it a client interview. That's where we get all the rest of the information that we need to create the website and to promote all the content. So the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., you know, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you have a logo already, we will use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. Of course, we're going to want to talk about where you want to be found and the services you most want to be found for. We'll take care of all of that and a few other things in that follow-up call. What I would do now, though, to secure the listing for your company and actually close out the categories, so Tara and actually Harris is my other mapping coordinator on this particular listing, they would stop calling through the area. I need to read what's called a voice verification before I can even ask you for any form of payment. As a Google Premier partner, we are required to read this. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that, of course, it is that fixed flat rate. It'll never go up. It is, in this case, a 50% reduction off the cost of the service, that we are also reducing the one-time setup fee, that we are including the website for you, etc. Now, if I am able to get through that voice verification and everything makes sense for you, would that be something that you would be willing to move forward with today for your business?
I think I have to say yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Let me verify that information first. I do see it as Holmes Smith, but also LLC. Now, whether you want to include the LLC in the branding of the business name or not, it is totally up to you, but I would want it to be listed the same way everywhere. Did you want that simply as Holmes Smith or Holmes Smith LLC?
I've been using the LLC. So
you have been? Okay, yeah. And we would want to continue to keep that branding the same then. So it will be Holmes Smith LLC. It will show up that way on your Google and Bing listing, on the website, and on all of the directories that we'll create. And then, Mr. Stein, is the phone number that we're speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call, and also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
And that, of course, is the 970-286-4446. Is that a cell phone? Can you receive a smartphone? Can you receive text messages on that number?
Yes.
You can.
It's an iPhone.
It's an iPhone, yeah. And then, like I said, when someone fills out the contact form on the website, you will get a text message. You will also get an email. Now, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website, too. If it's a personal email, it would just be hidden, but still attached to that contact form. And, of course, when necessary, we'll also use this email address to contact you regarding your account. Tyler, what is a good email address either for you or for your company?
Tyler@homesmithconstruction.com.
Okay, so Tyler@homesmithconstruction.com. And then when we contact you, we do use phone, text, email. It's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information that we want to send out to you, we want you to have. Certainly if it's a longer piece of information, something we want you to have for your records, we will email it out to you. But a lot of the times we'll be able to simply send you a quick text message or give you a quick phone call. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
I mean, all of them.
All of them.
I mean, text, I would say, is pretty reliable as far as, you know,
okay.
If I'm in a meeting, I'm not going to answer a phone call, but I could still see a text, you know, so.
Right. Yeah. I'll put text preferred. I'll put text preferred. I actually, for service-based businesses, have that question default set to text for the exact reasons that you mentioned. And then I did want to ask you, because I do see on the Angie Lee's, there's a P.O. box, and I certainly know that you are service-based. No one ever does come to you, so there's no physical address that we would necessarily be promoting for your business online. Google, though, will not verify a post office or personal mailbox. Those can be rented by someone outside of town. And for the local listing, that spot that we're talking about, Google wants to make sure that you are, in fact, a local business. Their preferred method of verifying that is the U.S. Postal Service. So they will send a postcard to you. It looks like a piece of paper folded over. There's really not much in it but a 5-digit PIN and instructions on how to verify that. We would actually want you to give us a call or text us that 5-digit PIN, and we would verify it for you. But Google does know that most service-based businesses are run from the home. Even if it were a shop or an outside office, since you don't see customers coming to you, Google would not want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on that door any more than you would, so they are just going to list you city and state. But like I said, they do want to make sure that you are an actual active business in the local area. Tyler, other than that P.O. box, where do you receive your mail?
1951 Blue Moon Drive. And that's okay. Windsor, Colorado.
Okay.
That's funny. I didn't know I had a P.O. box listed on Angie. I mean, I don't have a P.O. box.
Really? Yeah, it says P.O. box 350 in Windsor, 80550, and that is the same zip code as the Blue Moon Drive address. You're actually lucky because most often they'll populate a home address on there, and I think most service-based businesses don't want their home address listed anywhere online. And, of course, like I said, we'll make sure that your physical address does not appear anywhere online. Now, what I'll do, I'll take a look at that client interview calendar, and together we will schedule that follow-up call. And I'll do that voice verification, too. Like I said, it is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay. And
I mean, I have registered for Google My Business. I don't know. I mean,
okay.
I assume you've probably even seen that already.
I tried to pull it up. Is it already active? I didn't see it active online. Did you already receive the PIN card and get that verified?
I received the PIN card, and I think I went through the right steps.
You probably did. Was it very recent, though?
Yeah, I think 2 days ago.
Oh, that's why. Yeah, I tried to pull up a verified listing before, Homesmith LLC, Windsor, Colorado, and I didn't see anything. But I'm sure you did follow the right steps. It does just take usually 5 business days after you submit that for you to actually have that active Google listing. But I'll put that in the notes here, that you should have an active listing soon. Okay. And now,
Google My Business is, I mean, that's all tied into this whole thing, basically, right?
Yes, like I said, if you didn't already have an active listing or have an active listing in the works, we would make sure that you have one. We would, of course, have set you up as owner anyway with us as managers. We'll make sure that you have the equivalent on Bing Local, that you're verified and recognized by Bing as an active business in the local area as well. And just in case we have to verify that information, was the PIN card sent to the Blue Moon Drive address?
Yes.
It was.
The address I gave.
Gotcha. Perfect. Okay. I'll put that in the notes then that you already received it and did try to verify that, and we'll look for that listing to become active in the next couple of days. Okay. And then I found your last name when I was on the Angie Leads. It lists you as Tyler Stein as the owner, and that was a 5-star review from Jeannie C. in Timnath. You did some carpentry framing.
Yes, and I should have had one from Haley as well.
There is. There is, too. Okay. Yeah, there is. Well, it just says Haley H., remodel and renovate one or more rooms. The experience working with Homesmith has been seamless. The organization and communication throughout this process has been exceptional, and we are very confident in the quality of the work done. Would highly recommend for your future project. But it doesn't list your name. I just wanted to make sure that Jeannie's got your last name correct, S-T-E-I-N.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, gotcha. Perfect. Now, Mr. Stein, like I said, if you have any questions, just feel free to stop me. If you need me to clarify my question on the voice verification, but it is pretty straightforward here. And give me just a second to activate that. Okay. So, Tyler, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Stein, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your company as you would want that to appear online?
Homesmith LLC.
Okay, and that's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Stein, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Tyler Stein, owner and managing member.
Okay. So as the owner and managing member of Homesmith LLC, Mr. Stein, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your company, right?
Correct.
Of course. And then for any billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Stein, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And to get results as fast as possible, it is, of course, important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that people call you for your services. We do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, phone calls, emails, too, coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Tyler, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir, of course.
Of course. And it also says in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are already aware of the Angie leads, and there is no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate, consistent, Google compliant, etc., right down to the LLC. We're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think may also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know. That's fair enough, right?
Absolutely. And I believe I did say it, but I'm in a trial period with Houzz.
With Houzz. Yeah, you are in a trial period with Houzz. So that's another directory. There's no direct conflict there, but I do want to make sure that I've got that prominently in my notes here. I did have that very down at the bottom, and thanks for reminding me to make that a priority notes.
It's likely I'm going to probably call them very soon and most likely cancel that, but,
All right.
You know.
No problem. Yeah, and like I said, the reason that we even ask is we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, website. We'll make sure, of course, that no physical address appears for your business online. And we do that audit in the beginning. We do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the costs that I'm applying here, reducing both the subscription cost and that one-time setup fee with the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 2nd of February, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $348.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing billing on the 2nd of the month at the further discounted rate of $249.00. And again, that $249 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. There's no lead fees whatsoever. This does, of course, include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Okay. Now, of course, it is a at-will service, and of course, that does, of course, mean that you may discontinue your service at any time for any reason or pause it too. No questions asked or fees involved by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request, Tyler, to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Stein, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Tyler, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do. Only it's March 2nd, not February 2nd, that you'll be billing me.
Did I?
And
you know what? Yeah. I you're exactly correct, and I apologize. When I pull up my calendar, it shows it starts on Monday the 28th and it goes through Friday the 4th of March, and it says February through March, and it's got the 2nd right on there. So today's date is the 2nd of March, and recurring billing on the 2nd of the month beginning again in April. But yeah, today is March already. Now, I did want to let you know just real quick here, we're at the 56-minute mark on this particular phone call. My call may time out and momentarily disconnect when we hit an hour. I just wanted to let you know that. If it does that, I'll have to give you a quick call back. That's just to keep us on task and not jibber-jabbering, and you know, sometimes calls run a little bit long, as this one have, but it might disconnect, sure, just so you know. And then that first payment, again, billing today on March 2nd, not February 2nd. I think I need to refill my coffee cup, to be honest with you. Is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Visa.
A Visa. And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
Both. It's actually, I was going to use a debit card, if that's okay. It's
sure.
Business
fine.
Account.
Okay. And that's Home Smith LLC
and
on
I,
that card?
Yes. And my name.
And your name. No middle initial, though, right? Just the Tyler Stein?
Oh, I'm going to get it right now. I don't remember. I don't think it is.
Okay.
And I know I'm probably a talker and have a lot of questions.
That's okay. I don't mind it.
You mentioned landing page, right? So for the website, and I should have thought of this earlier, is it literally a one-page website or two or three? What is the specifics on that?
So if you've ever seen a Google My Business website, it really is a one-page landing page. It is still Google compliant. It does meet the criteria that Google requires for a website to rank well. It needs to be mobile optimized and reformat for a smaller screen like a smartphone, and it needs to be HTTPS. That S actually means secure. Now, included in this cost is that landing page. It is a one-page landing page. It's still very Google compliant, of course, and it's still mobile friendly and conversion driven, and our clients on that first page do very well with that. Now, we can offer custom websites for you, 4 pages, 6 pages, multiple tabs, and we do include those at no additional cost, but because they do take us 2 to 3 weeks to complete, we do not offer them on the month-to-month basis. We do require a 3-month contract for the custom websites. If you wanted to do that now, we can do that. But as long as you're happy with the service, I like to go month to month just to earn your business first of all. But if before that second payment, you say, you know, I'm liking it already, can I upgrade to that custom website? You would be prorated the difference. And it usually will save you about $100 over the course of 3 months, and we would just prorate the difference and do the custom website for you. Even if we were doing a custom website, we would start with that landing page, because the custom website, like I said, takes about 2-3 weeks. The landing page takes about 4 or 5 days.
Right. Okay. So that, I mean, that's what I kind of thought I was going to hear, but I can upgrade later.
Sure.
And yeah, I just, to be clear, I guess, what was the projected cost on that? I go to a, let's say a 5-page site or something like that.
Okay. Let me just work that out here for you. So we would be looking at $700 for a 3-month contract. That includes the landing page. So the $249 times 3 is what, $747. So in that case, because I did go so low with the $249, it's only going to save you $47, I think, over the cost of the 3 months. But the website would be a custom website included. So it would be
$700 every quarter, basically.